Hi, Lyle. This is Kevin. On the performance review this week, I erroneously and preemptively said that no one wished me a happy birthday, and for that I apologize, because everybody wished me a happy birthday, and I really appreciate it. So thank you for the birthday wishes, and I apologize for not having so much faith in you. Also, Ben, when you get this, just make sure you put it in the podcast right behind the part where I told the Lyles that they don't, you know, they didn't wish me a birthday. Thank you. Bye.
Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is your host, Kevin.
And that is your host, Ben.
And Shira is trying to spill all of her food out of her bowl onto the floor in the other room.
Is that how Shira eats her food?
Yes.
Interesting.
She turns the bowl over and eats the food off the floor.
Hmm. Dogs. Weird, man.
Weird. We're here. We're solving life's greatest mystery. We're answering questions. We're doing it for entertainment purposes only. It's Ben. It's Kevin. It's the Amateur Tarot Pod. That's it.
All right. Now let's talk about like the order that we do things. So first we start off with a performance review, which is going to be a little light this week because we're piggybacking recording this week onto a Tuesday. So we haven't really gotten a lot of feedback from our first episode. But you know what? I have some, so we don't have to worry about that. Let's get on to the spread.
So the spread is the part of the show where we have gotten a question beforehand. We read that question live. We draw three cards from the tarot deck, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That was good. I feel like that was a good one that you were going to mess up because we're kind of frazzled, but you didn't. Next is card of the week. That's a card for all of our lols, lost and found.
And then we have the outro. That's the end of the show, but it's fun.
Where we land the plane.
And then, while you are unbuckling your seat and getting the bag down and, like, trying to get off the plane, we play a little clip from something fun that happened in the show that didn't make it into the main episode.
That's true.
So stick around for that.
It's going to be interesting this week. There's a lot to choose from.
So far. And it's early.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just jump into the performance review.
Chadai. All right, now, I have nothing in the document because we are recording this so soon after the episode's release that the Lyles haven't had time to comb through the episode for inconsistencies and idiocy.
Yeah, but I would like to shout out Christina. This is usually where we have her blip here, something about the metric system.
Or something about Canada.
Something, yeah. So shout out to Christina. I also have a performance review. This episode will be airing 3 days after my birthday.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume that I didn't get many birthday congratulations. But now that I'm saying this before, I think that you're going to post something. I'm having a party.
Your
sorry,
30th Lyles. Birthday. Yeah. All the Lyles are invited. If you hear this.
If you hear this somehow before, this is the new call in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. If you hear this, this is how we'll prove that time travel isn't real. You know, because like.
Oh, yeah.
They would go back in time and come to your birthday party.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That was like a thing. Actually, now that I'm saying this, I think Stephen Hawking did something like that, didn't he?
He did, but now I'm doing it. Sorry, Stephen. I'm the new guy in town. I'm the new sheriff in town.
So if you're hearing this, Kevin's birthday was 3 days ago. We hope that you made it to the party and had a great time. I did, for sure.
Yeah. And my sister.
I had a lot of cake.
My sister-in-law is probably going to be pretty bummed out if like a ton of people show up. But you know what? You're welcome.
Well, anyway. You know what? Your sister-in-law, she was great. A beautiful house, a beautiful spread. She's lovely.
These are all things that are true.
So, you know, I had a great time. Julia had a great time. Shira's sorry she couldn't make it.
I am sorry that Shira couldn't make it as well.
And I have a performance review for Shira, which is like, just be cool. You
know? Chill out, man.
I know that it's 6:30 and she hasn't had her walk. And there's dogs outside, but like, we're trying to record a podcast.
Yeah. Priorities. Come on, Shira.
It was too hot to walk earlier. Like, she doesn't do well in the heat, so I couldn't take her.
No, absolutely not. She breathes too heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
Heavily.
So.
I don't know. That was a pretty good performance review.
I thought so. Chadai. Now, it's time for Queerance Corner.
We're here. The meat and potatoes.
That was a really short transition.
Yeah, well, you said Queerance Corner, and that's when we do like the sound effect, and that's when we get in there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're in here.
We in here. Yeah. I'm excited for this question.
Okay. Why are you excited about it?
Because it's one that is not something that we've necessarily covered before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a friend of mine that I work with.
All
that
right.
Kept on begging me to read her tarot cards.
Is this a Tempe?
No, she's in Charleston. She's okay. Remote. Her name's Renee. She's in Charleston. She wanted me to read her tarot cards, and I forgot to bring my tarot cards in. I also don't know where my tarot cards are.
Do you have some?
Yeah. Okay. I got them from Urban Outfitters.
Okay. Did it come with Alan?
No.
Sold separately.
Yeah, it was a different one. That would have been cool, because it would have been the Rider-Waite Tarot if I would have gotten the mm-hmm. one with Alan. I should get the Rider-Waite Tarot.
What do you have?
I don't know what it's called. I'll bring it in next time. They're okay. Small little cards. They're good for your hands.
Yeah, that'll be good for me.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's Renee's question?
Renee asks, my parents just recently bought a house on the ocean. Do you see me moving there in the next couple of months?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, Renee. Renee's got a southern drawl, so we can maybe do the whole entire podcast like this. No, we're not going to do that. So Charleston's a city. It's on the ocean.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is pretty close to where she like lives. You
it
know.
Must be, yeah. Yeah. Because Charleston's right there. I've been there before. It's a nice place. My brother went to college there.
Really?
College of Charleston.
That's where Renee went.
So I don't know, like, what's stopping Renee? You know, what's stopping you?
So I'll fill in some of the holes, I guess.
Okay.
Nothing is stopping her. I don't know if she has a lease or not. I don't know that answer to that question.
Okay.
Apparently her parents travel a lot.
Okay.
So they're never home. I don't know if there is anything stopping her.
She works remote.
She works remote, so she can work from everywhere.
She's going to work beachside.
Yeah, she has her own like little boutique in Charleston, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not her. It's like her and her friends have it. You know, I think she works from there, from the studio a lot. So, like, she has other places to go. So I don't think there's anything stopping Renee from doing this.
Okay. Well, let's see if the cards see her moving there in the next couple of months.
Aside from living with your parents, which...
Sure, but they travel a lot, so...
Right.
Because that was what I was going to bring up. I thought maybe that was what was stopping her, but if they travel a lot, like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They should actually pay her to live there.
Yeah, and take care of the place.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what are they going to do? It's just going to sit empty?
Right.
And collect dust?
Right. Well, probably sand, not dust.
What if we take care of it?
Yeah, we can we fly
turn it
out
into
there.
The Amateur Tarot Studio.
Spin zone, we'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Ear pick shuffle.
So now we're going into the past. Flip. Justice. This is new for you, I think so.
Yeah, it's definitely new for me.
Justice.
There is...
No, I'm just kidding. It's not justice. It's judgment.
Judgment.
There is another card, justice, but this is judgment.
Judgment. Ooh, that's kind of messed up. So, yeah, there's an angel in the sky with his horn. I'm sure it's Gabriel.
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's got a... Why does he have an English flag?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. And then there's people in...
Someone in the performance review tell us why Gabriel has an English flag.
Yeah. And then there's people in on the land, but they're in boats, but the boats are coffins. And they're all naked. And they're looking up at this cherub playing his little horn.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a messed up card. But they're like reaching out and they want to be judged. Seems a little dark to me.
A little bit, but it is sort of self-explanatory. It's like Judgment Day, you know, you're going to look back at your past, look forward to your future, figure out what you did right, what you did wrong, what you can do better next time. It's the performance review card.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe this is the moment, you know? I mean, this is the past card, but like as you're thinking about moving into your parents' beach house, I mean... This is the time to reflect on sort of what you've built in your own life and make that decision of like, is this going to be a good move? Is this going to be a bad move? I imagine that if the house is on the beach, that's going to entail greater travel to the boutique or maybe even moving on from that. Moving on from like, if you're living in a place where you're with your friends a lot or right next to your friends, this is going to entail like being farther away from them, probably not seeing them as often.
Those are all good things. I don't have anything to add to that.
So that's where you're at, is judgment day, of trying to figure out how the life that you're living right now, what's good about it, what's bad about it, pros and cons of moving to the beach house, which has advantages but also disadvantages.
Yeah, make a list.
Check it twice. Gabriel's coming.
Let's go to the present.
Flip.
This is another major arcana card.
Yes.
Is it the Fool?
No.
Okay. Death? Oh, man. Now, I don't know much about death, but from my understanding, it's not as bad as it seems.
It's not.
So
it's a good card.
Yeah. Death is a man on a horse, but it's a it's Skeletor.
Yeah.
Skeletor's on the horse. A lot of people are around him. Some look to be dead. And then there's a priest-like figure that's kneeling before him with some children and a woman. He's holding a flag.
Is it an English flag?
No. I don't know what nationality this flag is, but it has the number 13 on it. It's kind of eerie.
Yeah.
And then, like, being on the horse reminds me of the Night Guards. So
it can't stop death.
You can't stop death.
He's coming for you. He's on that horse, and he's going to, like, run that priest over.
What does death mean?
I mean, death is what it sounds like. Like, it's the end of something. It doesn't mean that the querent is going to die, but it means that this is a period of transition. Something's going to end so another thing can begin. And that fits in perfectly with what we were just saying in the past card. Like, this seems to me like you are going to move to the beach house, which represents the end of one chapter of your life, which is like living in Charleston, seeing your friends a lot. I mean, I don't know what your life is like, but maybe like going out a lot or like having this city lifestyle. And instead, you're going to move on from that in transition. That part of your life is going to, like, quotes, die. And then that's going to free up space for a new part of your life to begin. The casual beach Renee. Sipping Mai Tais. Looking out the window as you're typing into Slack at the ocean.
Yeah, with your headset on.
Exactly. Listening to ocean sounds.
Listening to ocean sounds in your headset. Judgment and death.
This is pretty intense. This is a really intense reading, and I'm glad it's about, like, moving and not about like romance or something.
Yeah, right.
All right, the future. Flip. The Seven of Cups. Less dark, not a major arcana.
Yeah, it's not a major arcana. I've never seen this card before, but I super enjoy the artwork on it. It is busy, but it's okay.
This changes things a little bit for me. Not much, but a little bit.
Why?
Well, you go ahead.
Okay. Talk about it. So the Seven of Cups is somebody in the foreground looking away from us, is looking at seven cups that appear to be in the sky. Like, it kind of looks like, it reminds me of the ace cards. Or maybe it's like a dream, almost. Like, this person's dreaming these cups.
Yeah.
And the seven cups all have something in it, and I'm going to do my best to describe what is in each of the cups. Starting top left and working clockwise is a bust of a woman. Or maybe it's just a head. I don't know. The next card over to the right is a handkerchief. No, it is a cloaked woman with their hands outspread. Kind of, it reminds me of like the Shroud of Turin, like Jesus, you know, is being risen, but he's covered. The next one's a snake on the right. Below that is a lizard dragon creature. And then working back left, we have a wreath or a crown of some sort. The next left one is like jewels and gold. And then the last one on the left is like a house on a cliff, but it also looks like a candle. That was probably too much.
No, that was good. That was good. I will say that the house on the cliff, I think, is the tower card, which is like a bad card that you don't want.
Yeah.
So I think you were really onto something when you were talking about the dreams, because this is a card that's sort of about illusions and potential futures and having your head up in the clouds, where you're sitting down and you're thinking about, like, if I make this choice, like, maybe this will happen, or maybe this will happen, or what if this other thing happened? But thinking about all those potential things is preventing you from making the choice right now in the present.
Oh. So that kind of ties the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it doesn't necessarily answer it, but it's basically just saying it's decision time.
Yeah, and so that's why I was saying it changes things a little bit for me, because I was sort of thinking of death as, like, this is the thing that's going to happen. But I think maybe the death card is more of the present state of mind that Renee has of thinking about, like, if I'm going to move there, then that is going to represent this transition. And so the future is about, like, deciding if you want that transition. And I think the advice with this card is, like, the longer you sit and try to, like, map out the potential pathways and the pro and con and the list that you're making, that's really not going to be that helpful in that situation, because that's preventing you from just moving forward and making a choice. And so, like, all of the seven cups represent things that could happen, but you don't know what's going to happen until you actually just make a choice. So this is, like, I don't remember who the advice that we gave when he was asking if he should move from his hometown. And we were like, yes, get
John.
Out, go.
John.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a lot like that of the cards don't have a good answer for you here. You've tapped out of all the thinking that you can do, and you just need to, like, make a decision.
Hmm.
You know that this is going to represent a big transition. That's what the death card is. You've made the pro-con list, and now you just have to decide, like, are you okay with that transition? Because you don't know what's going to happen six steps ahead.
Yeah, because thinking about it too much, like, you have this idea of how it's going to be, whatever decision you make, but in reality, that's just all illusions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Really heavy on the major arcana.
This was a heavy reading.
Yeah.
I feel like for such a sort of, like, fun question about moving to a beach house, this was a pretty heavy reading.
It was definitely heavy. Sorry. But I'm not sorry, because, I mean, maybe that helps.
Yeah. I liked it, though.
If it also doesn't help, this is just for entertainment purposes.
Always important to remember. All right, we are out. It's getting dark in here now.
It is getting dark.
Like, as we started recording at 5:30, but now that it's 6:45, it's getting dark out.
Oh, yeah.
And daylight saving time, like, doesn't end until November 2nd.
But then doesn't it get darker?
Yeah, it gets darker earlier. But it's also really dark in the morning right now, which is fine. I actually prefer this than when we lose the hour and gets darker or even later. I prefer this. But I was just thinking, like, it's got to be soon. But it's not. It's like a whole month.
Yeah, that's a long time away. That's just, like, the worst time of the year, too.
Agreed.
Like, for 4 months. Like, winter is just the worst because it's literally you wake up, it's dark. You leave for work, it's dark. You get off of work, it's dark.
That is awful.
Yeah.
I am okay with it up to, like, January 3rd, because I really like Christmas and Thanksgiving, and it's sort of like winter is fun, and it hasn't settled in yet.
Yeah.
It's, like, nostalgic. But then once January 3rd rolls around, you have 2 more months of it, but I'm ready to be done with it.
You're ready to be done with it. Yeah. I'll have a different perspective on it this year because I'm not working in retail.
Because,
you know, like,
that's a busy time.
Yeah, and, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving are all going to be really fun now this year, I imagine.
That's awesome. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because before it was just like, oh, man, like, this is going to be brutal for, like, a month or two. Well, I mean, there you have it. There's our Christmas plans, and we're just teasing Christmas in here.
Yeah. This is not an invitation, though.
No. I might come over. Record on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. We'll have Chinese food. Should we do Card of the Week?
Yeah.
I just like us. I like the image of us in here, like, eating lo mein, just, like, slurping noodles into the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, basically the Knight of Wands.
Yeah, exactly. I like that idea. I'm shuffling, and while I'm shuffling, you're checking your text messages, which I noticed you got a few of, but also you should tell them about Card of the Week.
We're going to talk about Card of the Week real quick. That's for everybody. So,
Lost Laws, Found Laws, that's the complete set.
Yeah, people that don't listen, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of somebody that doesn't listen to our podcast, because everybody listens to our podcast, yeah. But, like,
imagine.
My dentist.
Okay.
Probably some priests or super religious people that don't believe in...
Or think this is, like, devil stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the Harry Potter haters.
Harry Potter haters. We're not good in, well, I don't know, I was going to say we're not good in, like, Rust Belt states, but that's not true.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not good in Bible Belt states, maybe?
Maybe. That's probably.
Yeah. We're not polling.
We're probably not big in Utah.
Probably not.
I bet we're big in California.
Yeah. People love us in California. Yeah. Hey, shout out. If you're from California, because now we know we have East Coast, right? Because
mm-hmm.
We just did a reading for somebody in Charleston.
Yeah. And that's the whole East Coast.
Well, but it touches that coast.
Uh-huh.
We know we have Canada.
Right.
We have the UK. If you're from California and you're living there listening to our podcast, give us a shout out.
Also Mexico, so we can get like North America just covered. Check. Yeah,
check it off. Give us a shout out on the Facebook page that we'll talk about later, and or you know, message us on our website or call us. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know how far our reach is.
All right, here comes.
One second. This is actually just a roll call, and Maggie, I'm going to have you start a thread where people are just going to say where they're from.
I like that.
On the Facebook group, so we can know, and we can know how many states that we knock off and how many countries we knock off.
Julia just got this map.
That's what made me think of it.
That's what you're thinking about, where you scratch off where you've been, but we need one for our listeners, so we scratch off on the map where you are.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. I'll invest in that.
Cool. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'm turning on the light. It's getting too dark. Or should we just roll with it?
I'll just roll with it. We're almost done.
It's getting mystical in here. It's dark. The candle.
The candle's lit.
Card of the week. Flip. Six of Wands.
We've never had the Six of Wands.
Okay.
It's a good one. A woman on a horse. She is carrying a wand that has a wreath on it, and it looks like there are people walking by her side in the background. We can't see it because the horse is blocking carrying wands. Easy enough.
All right. Don't strain your eyes reading Alan in the dark.
Oh, yeah. I have great vision. I hope it doesn't get ruined with it.
If you come in next week with glasses.
Six of Wands. Primary principle. Excellent news.
Nice.
It's going to be a good week.
Sometimes I feel like the primary principle is like a big weighty thing like willpower. And then sometimes it's like excellent news.
Thanks, Al. The querent has worked hard to reach a certain level of success.
Hell yeah, you have.
A wealthy merchant or adventurer returns home. That's definitely a woman. She is wearing beautiful, rich robes. She is strong and proud. Her horse is covered in a fine blanket, and she is accompanied by her supporters. This card tells us that previous efforts were very worthwhile and that rewards are on the way. Life is holding some beautiful gifts for this individual, and she either has them now or will likely receive them in a short period of time. Both the wand the figure is carrying and the figure herself are crowned with victory laurel wreaths.
Okay. That's awesome. You did it.
I did.
I didn't mean you. I meant the listener.
Oh, I did. I made it through that reading, though.
You made it through the reading, but the listener did it. They are victorious this week.
This is cool, because last week we told you to rest, and now you did it.
And now you did it. You rested, and now you've been successful because you rested.
Yep.
Nice. Keep doing it.
Keep being you.
That's card of the week.
It smells like... Oh, I'm finally starting to smell the candle. I was going to sell it. It smells like bubble gum. What is Juicy Fruit? Not Juicy Fruit. Hubba Bubba? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Like they came in the square packs. That's what it smells like. Yeah.
This held their flavor for a long time.
Long time.
I'm actually like... I'm kind of salivating for it a little bit.
That's what the candle smells like.
Okay. We did it, finally. An hour and a half in, and we're smelling the candle. Thank you very much to Renee this week. It was a big, weighty, unexpectedly weighty reading. Heavy, but I really liked it.
Yeah. Hopefully that answers your question. If it didn't, just Slack me at work, and we can work it out together.
Okay, good. Now, Kevin, don't screw this part up, please.
I would like to thank the Lols.
Thank you. Thank you to the Lols, the found ones. Now a moment of silence for the lost ones.
We're coming for you. It's not a cult. That was weird.
I'm keeping in it.
I know you are. You can find us at amateurtarot.com. There you can ask a question.
That's important.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the most important thing about it. Even if you don't have a question, just go there and...
Ask one anyway.
Right, yeah, ask one. Or write us a little nice little message.
Go ahead.
I was going to say hey.
And tell us where you're from.
Yeah.
We have a phone number. 314-325-6047. Text it. Call it. Give us a question. We love it when we have questions from you.
Call it with where you're from.
That too.
But the more important place to do that... Where you're from,
the thread. Most important place where Maggie's gonna have created a Facebook thread.
Yes, that everybody can just rally up and say, yo, I'm from so and so, is facebook.com/group/amateurtarot.
Yep.
So you can do that and tell us where you're from. I think that'd be really cool to know, and I'm super excited to see how this goes. Also, you can ask questions there or participate in other types of conversation, and give us performance review material. All is good things.
Yep. Kevin has Twitter. It's at Scott's Tarot. No content, but a good handle.
It is a good handle, and that's all that really, you know, that's the first step.
Yeah.
Ben has a website called themakingallthisup.com. Also a good handle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We would love it if you remember to rate and review us on iTunes. If you have not done so already, it's very helpful, helps other people find the show, etc.
Also for like newfound lols, I've thrown this tidbit out before. I don't know if I've done it recently, so I just want to get everybody on that. If you find yourself in the mall, at the Apple store, and your device is getting worked on and you have nothing to do, one good positive thing to do is to go to every device in there and rate Amateur Tarot.
That's on, a good tip. All right. Now, thank you to, and this week, I want to say thank you to math. You know, it's beautiful.
Math is beautiful. You have a list of equations over here that is very scary looking to me. You're better at math than I am.
I just put it there to intimidate you.
Well, that's why I threw the holistic tarot on top of it, so I don't look at it.
That's very intimidating to me.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
The Minor Arcana. We should make a bar called the Major Arcana.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Put it on the list.